A former Mr. Beast content strategist is building an AI tool for creator ideation and analytics. I think a couple interesting things are happening here. The first is that we have to put former Mr. Beast content strategist on an article headline or even this podcast, because somehow that makes it more interesting to people, even though I'm sure Mr. Beast has had plenty of content strategists working for him. Kind of like if you said a former Google engineer, and it's like, yeah, okay, there's like 200,000 Google engineers. you know, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, but people like to click on Google and people like to click on Mr. Beast. So here we are leading this whole thing with that. We actually wanted to talk about it because it's an interesting tool and it ties into another one that we have been looking at and talking about recently. But overall, I think this is an interesting story. Before we get into it, Jamie, do you want to tell us a little bit about the school community?
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to learn how to use AI in your business to take it to the next level, or even just make money on the side using some AI tools, you should really check out our school community, AI Hustle. We have over 330 members, and each week we release bonus content over there talking exactly about how we're using AI to grow our businesses. We share nitty-gritty details, numbers, and exact strategies and how you can do that. So, you know, last week we released a great episode about Script and how Jaden is using that to create content and just how it makes it so much easier. So there's just really great content over there, not to mention an amazing community of like-minded people who are doing the same thing. So it's a great community. It's only $19 a month right now, Black Friday special. Not to mention, if you sign up for a year, you can get an additional 30% off that price. So, we'd love to have you be a part of it. Go check it out. But let's talk about this new company that the Mr. Beast content strategist is building. So I think this is a really interesting idea. You know, as being in the world myself of content creation, it's, you know, coming up with ideas that people want to watch is a struggle. Honestly, that's kind of the whole game is coming up with new watchable content. And if you don't, you fall off like me. So I think there's really a great use case for this. And I don't know, Jaden, what do you think about, is this a necessary tool, or do you picture yourself using this?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why I think it's necessary. So specifically, one thing that it helps you with is with viewer retention, which is basically the golden ticket for like YouTube, because if you can have high viewer retention, then you get pushed out in the algorithm. Mr. Beast talks about this extensively, about how important keeping user retention is. So Neo, when he was 18, he started working for Mr. Beast, and he was working with the viewer retention. And basically what he said, quote, "I was so obsessed with retention graphs and figuring out why viewers stayed or why they left. I had a document where I noted all of this down." And I've actually heard Mr. Beast in interviews talk about this too, where he literally will go to videos and he looks at the user retention graph, which is basically a graph that shows you what percentage of viewers are watching your video at what point in the video and when they drop off. I personally don't have time for this. I probably should, because my YouTube channel isn't huge. So maybe Jamie spends more time on this than I do, because he is the YouTube master with over 140,000 subscribers. Oh my gosh. Amazing. But what I will say is, I've looked at this on this podcast and other podcasts I host as well. We also get the user retention graphs from Spotify, and I've looked at those before. And the tricky bit is, like, if you really want to, Mr. Beast obviously hired a person full time to do this. It just takes a lot of time to do it, because basically you have to look at the graph, then you have to have the episode live, then you have to scrub to that point in the episode and listen to what you are saying. Like, oh man, people drop off when I say this. I'll give you guys a funny one. Anytime on this podcast or other podcasts, Jamie and I trash Apple, which is very frequent. Spoiler alert, because they suck at AI. Oh no, we're getting big user retention drop off right now. I already know it. I saw a big user retention drop off. People get so mad when we trash Apple. And the interesting thing is, on this show, we have about 60 to 70%, depending on the episode, of the listeners are on Apple Podcasts. Like, we have a bunch on Spotify. We have a bunch on like 100 other random platforms. But Apple Podcast is the biggest place that people listen to this show. And for some reason, they don't want to betray the Apple ecosystem. So when I'm like, Apple, you should do better and make like more AI tools, and you're losing the AI race without having your own LLM, people do not like it when I say that kind of stuff. And we get user retention drop off on those parts of the episodes. Okay, so that's something I've made note of. And to be honest, I actually have not, as you can see here, publicly roasting them. I haven't really learned my lesson. So I, you know, we lost like half of our viewers right there in my explanation. But what's interesting is, I've done that before. It's an interesting takeaway. I don't have time to do it on every single episode, because we drop three a week, and so it'd just be a lot of time, and I have multiple shows. Like, it's just way too much. So if you have a platform that is able to do this, it's able to, I think, basically tie in the transcript of what you're saying to the user retention drop off and bring you up notes of, oh, when you say this, when you use these hooks, it's really good for user retention or it's really bad. And you just give people like simple takeaways. That is literal gold. I don't have the time to do it myself, although I should. But that is a literal goal if you have a platform that would do that for you.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it would take a ton of time and research to go through each episode, figure out, you know, what's going on and make those changes. Like you said, this is a huge time saver, and you would either have to spend a lot of money to pay someone to do that research or have to do it yourself. And then it's like, well, I could be just making more content, so I'm going to go do that. So I do think this will be a helpful tool, particularly for those who want to maximize their reach and their viewership. I hope that this tool, I'm not sure if it does, but I hope that this tool would help, learn the type of content the creator is making and gear it towards that, as opposed to trying to make everyone do max retention, max stimulation, like a Mr. Beast video where there's like text flashing across the screen and half a second frames before it switches to the next scene. You know, like I hope sure. that it wouldn't steer you in that direction and then have everyone's videos look like Mr. Beast. But yeah, we'll see.
I will say that this guy is, he does have some good credentials. After he left Mr. Beast, he, with another co-creator, he started another company that I think is like called Creaky, but it was another YouTube channel, and they scaled it, or some other several YouTube channels. And they scaled those to over 1 billion views a month. So like they do know what they're doing as far as it goes. As far as their app goes, there's three main parts of it. There's an AI powered ideation. So it's going to help you come up with ideas, a planning tool, analytics, and a community. So there's a bunch of different elements to it. Personally, like I mentioned, the analytics is really useful to me if it can tell me exactly how to increase my user retention. And maybe the answer, like you said, Jamie, is not what I want to hear. Maybe I need to like have flashing text and you know, epilepsy inducing scene changes. But I doubt it. I think there's some great things you could do on how you phrase things, on how you like put a hook at the beginning and have a payoff throughout the video and have a payoff at the end. I think there's some like really good advice you could do. So in any case, how this is using AI that I think is really interesting. Kumar is the CTO of this startup. He was talking about it. He said that they use a mix of models, and they're basically pulling out a data tree that has insights into the hook, the audience sentiment, interest topics, originality, and possible related search terms. So they're giving you some good data. He said, quote, the inference engine takes these primary data points and then uses a cocktail of LLMs, whatever. Okay, I hate it when people try to be like, make it sound sophisticated. I'm gonna reread his quote in normal English. So basically, you're going to take the main data points, you're going to use a few different LLMs, and you're going to aggregate the data points into, oh my gosh, listen to this, aggregate these data points into cache for hot memory embeddings, which can later be semantically retrieved and various other structured data formats.
Wow. Okay.
It's ridiculous, okay? They're just basically using a bunch of LLMs to give you insights and help you structured data points. Yeah, basically give you your analytics and give you tips on your analytics. I think it's useful. I hate the quotes. He said, all of these together help us build a persona for creators that is true to them and fully aware of their taste and style. Okay, that's pretty sane English there. So yeah, overall, like I do think this is a really interesting tool. It's very powerful. You're using AI to analyze the videos. You can get a lot of data from the sound effects that are in a video, from the transcript that's in a video, and if you do screenshots from like the visuals in the video. So I think you can grab a lot of this data. People will pay a lot of money for it because it makes a huge difference on your video going viral or on your video keeping your attention and getting more ad reads on it. So overall, I see ROI. And anytime I see an AI tool where I'm like, okay, this is directly going to make the user more money, I know that it's going to be successful.
Yeah, it's cool to see. I mean, I think this week we've had sort of a theme in our episodes, and that is there's a lot of companies that are coming out with specialized tools or specialized devices that help you perform very specific tasks. So I think that's kind of, you know, where there's a lot of opportunity right now as far as making money with AI is through kind of finding a need or a problem that AI can solve and then making a specialized tool or device to solve that problem. So yeah, I think this is a great idea.
One thing I will say is they worked with about 40 creators in their test phase, and they had more than 1 million users across channels. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Okay, I think that They used 40 creators who had like a million subscribers combined total. It sounds actually, that's a really good way to pitch to investors instead of saying we had 40 users test our product, to say we had 40 users test our product that sent out content to a million people reviewing it. So that's really good. It's going to be $250 a month to use this tool. They have higher tiers. They just raised $3.8 million in funding for this. Overall, I'm excited. I think they're going to do a great job. So I'm not trashing them at all. I think at the end of the day, this is a tool that's needed. Can other people do it? Probably. So their moat probably isn't insanely. I know they're like a cocktail of LLMs. That's our moat. Like, you're using a handful of LLMs. Other people can do it. But I think you guys got great branding. You have great experience to back you up. You know the industry really well. So I think they're the right people to do it. I'm excited. I'll follow along. I'm not trashing them. I do think they're going to do a great job. Anyways, thank you so much, everyone. Go for it.
I was going to say that is a spendier app, though. I mean, a couple hundred bucks a month. So they have to deliver the value, you know. I mean, and I think they will. But anyways, if you guys enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those, and those help us reach more people. And again, check out the AI Hustle School community and our Black Friday special, only $19 a month. And then if you sign up for the year plan, it's an additional 30% off. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.